settle down, folks. We got a real heavyweight battle tonight. In this corner, the man, the legend, the apple-dropping icon, Sir Isaac Newton. And in the other corner, his fiercest critic, the one who questioned everything, Robert Hooke. Let's get this battle started!
Yo, hope you're looking a little green, cause my mind's a machine, the greatest you've seen. They say an apple fell, a legend so grand, but it wasn't just fruit, it was lore in my hand. Before me, the heavens were mystic and vague, but I brought them to earth, no longer a plague of unknowns and whispers, just facts and pure. My universal attraction burning so bright, from planets in orbit to tides of the sea, it's all governed by G, thanks to genius me. You talk about light, about springs in their bend, but I unify forces, a trend without end. Principia Mathematica, a tone for the ages, while you scribble notes on your microscopic pages. So step aside, your theories are slight, I drop the mic on gravity shining so bright.
Hold up Newton, you arrogant fop, you think you're the first to make in Sidling stop.
Arrogant fop, you think you're the first to make intellect pop. That apple story's a quaint little lie, a convenient tale to make your ego fly before your grand vision. Minds were at play, Kepler and Galileo paving the way. They mapped out the cosmos, observed with the rise, while you sat in your garden beneath cloudy skies. And this inverse square law you claim is your own, I whispered that concept, the seed I had sown. You took my ideas, gave a mathematical dress, then tried to erase me. What a selfish mess, your Principia, a triumph of theft, I declare. You built on my shoulders and left me in despair. You talk of unification, a grandiose scheme, but you just formalized what was already a dream. Your optics are flawed, your ether's a sham. You're a plagiarist, Newton, a self-important ram. So drop the yak, sir, your legacy stained by the brilliance you borrowed and never explained.
Borrowed, you say, from a man so verbose, whose theories were scattered, a comical dose of half-baked ideas amusing so vague, while I gave the world clarity, slaying the plague of confusion and chaos with equations so clear. My calculus cut through, banishing fear of the unknown cosmos, now perfectly plain, a grand cosmic dance again, again, again. Your microscopy dreams, a small world you explored, while I grasp the universe, truly adored by all future thinkers, the bedrock, the base for all modern physics at a phenomenal pace. You were a tinkerer, with gadgets and gears. I was a philosopher, silencing all fears of a random existence devoid of all laws. I gave the world reason without any flaws. So bow down, old rival, your reference was slight. I am gravity's father, the bringer of light.
Like you say, you claimed all colors were new. Oh, but before your prism, I knew what was true.
The light was a wave, a vibration so grand, while you clung to your particles, slipping through sand. And your fluxions, a fancy new name for methods I'd pondered, fueling your flame. You were a recluse, a bitter old soul, afraid of contention, losing control. You held back your work for decades, it's true, afraid of the criticism from me and my crew. It's easy to boast when you're perched on high, but history remembers who truly did try to push forward knowledge with courage and might, even without the fanfare or dazzling stage light. So take your big G and your apple so fame, but remember the shoulders on which you were framed.
Whoa,
that's enough, a scientific showdown for the ages.
Whoa,
the crowd is going wild. It's clear both these giants played a crucial role in shaping our understanding of gravity, even if they couldn't stand each other.
Whoa.